Hello and welcome to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is Christy Kreitz. Welcome in. Go ahead and tell me what you're here to discuss today.
I'm here today to discuss the Missouri Art Educators Association. We've put together an exhibit for SEMO alumni, and it's, I believe the name is called Artists as Educators. And it's going to coincide with our spring conference, which is held in Cape Girardeau this month.
So tell me a little bit about that gallery. I know it features a lot of alumni artists here from SEMO.
Yes, correct. All exhibiting artists are SEMO alumni. And, you know, I think that the whole premise is that we practice what we preach, so to speak, I guess. We're not just saying these words and doing these things every day. We are practicing artists.
Right. And I think that's so nice to highlight because here at the university, I see a lot of student things being pushed forward, but it's always really refreshing to see that our professors are still creating and doing and involved in their respective art forms.
For sure. Before I taught at Perryville, I taught for like 20 years and I taught pre-K to 12th grade. And one of the things I always noticed with my advanced students, my high school students, was that my students worked harder whenever I worked with them, or if they saw my artwork, they'd be like, oh, I want to do that. How can I do that? So it was kind of one of those things where it may sound kind of like you're inspiring them a little bit.
Right.
I don't feel like it's necessarily that so much as just like you're planting seeds.
It creates a sort of conversation and understanding more artist to artist than master to student kind of thing.
Yes, for sure. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
So sorry. It would be the time my husband would walk in the door.
Mm-hmm. But while I've got you here, could you tell me a little bit about other things that your organization does?
Well, I think the whole idea is promoting how important art is, you know, mm-hmm. not just to me needing a job, so to speak. But I know for myself personally, art was the reason I went to school, and I would have dropped out had it not been for art and my art teacher. He's the whole reason. Art's the whole reason that I believe that I am the person that I am today. Had that not been an avenue for me because I wasn't a sports person,
right.
I would have just been a statistic and dropped out. And I think that's what our organization is, just promoting the arts in general, getting that out in the community and expressing how important it is.
Right. And I think that's an absolutely wonderful goal. Are there other galleries that you'll be putting on?
I think that we have a variety of activities planned for the 3-day event. And it's, you know, different avenues all over Cape, different galleries. I think they're going to do some hopping, you know, just kind of visiting. But Meg might be the better person to answer on that one. I am coming into this. She is the district rep.
Right.
So I'm just kind of riding their coattails because after this conference, I'm the district rep. So I'm learning.
Okay. Maybe you could tell me a little bit then about what you plan to do in that position. Maybe some future goals that you have.
Well, for me personally, I'm just going to be quite frank. Right now in my position, I'm only teaching art 3 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
and I'm at the end of my career, and I have never had this where, you know, it's like you're doing other things like tutoring, different things throughout the day. And it's honestly very depressing, and it makes it very hard to go to work. Art is my passion, and I always say I'm a one-trick pony sort of thing. And to see that art is the second reason that I'm there, you know, it's mm-hmm. no longer like I feel like my services that I have to offer, what I'm trained to do, is diminished. And I see that in other buildings. I see that in different schools. I follow enough people online to realize that that's kind of a reality. And so it's my goal as a district rep to advocate for us because, like I said, I would have been one of those statistics. I would have dropped out of school if it had not been for art. And I have seen personally students of my own, we have that advantage, I think, over other educators, that building those relationships comes a little more second nature to us. We have more opportunities to do that given mm-hmm. our subject matter when we learn about them and the type of art that they create, the things they put in their sketchbooks. And sometimes, you know, we are mandated reporters. And I know I have some students that are here today because I was where I was supposed to be when I was supposed to be doing what I was supposed to be. And I can't help but think all those missed opportunities for those students when the teachers are not teaching their content as often.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people forget that, especially in an art class, that it's expressive at its core. And you're getting so much more than just the skills of the trade when you're in an art class.
Yes, for sure. You know, I just feel like right now we're in this push, and we have been for years. I've been in education for like 25 years, and I've mm-hmm. seen it just kind of snowball to what it is right now. And, you know, we're more concerned about data and test scores and reading and math. And what they don't understand is that the skills that we work on in art are really reinforcing those things that, you know, they would learn in a regular class. And I know, like when I taught art history to high school kids, my historical timeline followed the same one they were learning in their history classes, you know. And so it was just that double kind of whammy of learning that they were getting. And if we're not doing that, then they're missing out on those opportunities.
Right. I'm running out of time here. Is there anything you'd like to note about, you know, experience in education or about this event for our listeners?
Well, I think if you're free on Friday, come out and see what we do. My personal piece is Dynamite Coffee Study Number 3, which if you're familiar with downtown, it is actually Red Banner. But for a brief time, they were Dynamite. So, you know, just come out and see what the art teachers are doing. And so those same things that we are displaying are the same things that we're kind of pouring into our kids. And you'll see the passion that we have for the things that we do, which we can't help it, you know, drop that all over our students.
Thank you so much again for speaking with me.
Hey, you're very welcome. Thank you for promoting the art.
Of course. This has been another episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.